Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, as you're getting ready to get into your 4th of July holiday weekend, you should know that U.S. consumers are going to pay just a few less cents for their favorite Independence Day cookout foods compared to last year. That, of course, includes your cheeseburgers, your pork chops, your chicken breast, homemade potato salad, strawberries, and, of course, you can't forget the ice cream. This is coming from American Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau analysis reveals the average cost of a summer cookout for around 10 people remains pretty affordable at $59.50, or around $6 per person. The cost for the cookout's down around 16 cents, just less than 1% from last year, but 8% higher compared to 2019. The largest year-to-year price increase, this is kind of surprising, but it was actually for strawberries. Survey results showed that 2 pints of strawberries were at $5.30, which is up 22% from last year due to strong demand and the effects of several weather events, including severe rain, hail, and high winds that caused significant setbacks to the strawberry harvest back early in 2021. Retail price changes for products in the meat case are a bit more nuanced, according to AFBF economist Veronica Nye. She says beef and pork processing plant disruptions that occurred in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic have been resolved, and that's leading to lower retail ground beef and pork chop prices in 2021 compared to 2020. However, she says consumers can look back a little bit further to compare prices and are seeing higher prices for ground beef, pork chops, and chicken breast compared to the pre-pandemic 2019 prices. That's due to continued strong demand for American-grown beef and pork from both U.S. and international consumers. AFBF's summer cookout menu consists of cheeseburgers, pork chops, chicken breast, homemade potato salad, pork and beans, strawberries, potato chips, and fresh squeezed lemonade. And of course, you got to throw in the ice cream and chocolate chip cookies for dessert. This year-to-year direction of the Market Basket Survey tracks closely with the federal government's Consumer Price Index report for food at home. Both the index and the market basket remain relatively flat compared to year-ago levels. Now, the cost of transporting, processing, and packaging farm-grown foods so that they're ready to be enjoyed on our tables is a major component of the total cost of the menu. According to the Agriculture Department's revised food dollar series, farmers currently receive around 8% of every food marketing dollar, Nye said. The farmer's share of retail food dollar is as low as 2-4% for highly processed foods such as bread and cereal, and as much as 35% for some fresh market products. The July 4th cookout survey is part of Farm Bureau's Market Basket series, which also includes the popular annual Thanksgiving dinner cost survey of common food staples that Americans use to prepare at home. This year's survey combines Bureau of Labor Statistics food price data with the results that were collected by more than 160 volunteer rural shoppers across the country and also in Puerto Rico, including Farm Bureau members and others. You've got farm news on Ron.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.